So one of the things that you have to check about this little jaunt by the governor to Florida to see her ailing father. So she, by the way, he's been seen in Lansing driving a brand new Tesla, apparently in reasonable health, back in Michigan. We've been telling you that for a couple of weeks now. But the state does have a King Air and some other aircraft, and I guess I would make the assumption that the Michigan State Police advance team would have used the state plane, King Air. Nice plane, by the way. It's not a jet, but it's a nice plane to fly to Florida to do the advance work. The only way to find out is to ask, but you can't. Here's the thing. You cannot FOIA any of the security details, so that might be cloaked in secrecy still. I mean, you just need the governor to come clean. You don't need details about how our security works or, you know, how our security detail works. I get that. I accept that. But you can't continue to hide behind the whole thing. Well, I just went for a couple of days. No, you lied, and you didn't tell the truth. Anyhow, Steve Doolin here with me, the professor. Doolin, how are you?
Good, Gruber. How are you?
Well, I'm a little upset, as you can tell, a little fired up, you know. But,
so
you know,
it's a normal Friday.
Well, right. I didn't sleep well. I've had too much coffee. I'm irritable. I'm retaining water. I don't know. But the fact of the matter, all I want my governor to do is come clean. She said she had a sunshine plan, that it was going to be the most transparent administration ever, and we're playing these games. You know, she got caught after members of her staff went on spring break against her directives. She got caught that she went in March before she was vaccinated, took a private plane owned by, you know, a bunch of billionaires in the Detroit area, who basically said to Charlie LaDuff they felt obligated. Well, you don't tell the governor, no. Who needs that kind of a headache, was the comment. I mean, that's kind of strong-arming, isn't it?
Well, you don't tell the governor no when she's a self-appointed dictator, for sure. That's certainly a fact. Yeah, I am interested in this story, and I think most people are. And I don't think most people are satisfied with the explanations.
And or lack thereof.
Fair enough, yeah, or lack thereof. And I don't think there's a good one. Otherwise, we would have heard it by now.
Right. I mean, here's the thing. I don't. If her father was in poor health, and she said, listen, I've got to go down there, I don't want to get on a commercial flight because I don't want to put people at risk, I can live with all of that. The fact is, it's a $40,000 private flight that better appear on a campaign finance disclosure form, because, you know, I don't get to call up my buddy and say, my dad's not feeling well. I want to take a, you know, Gulfstream 280 that holds about, you know, 20 people to Florida for a private trip, which, by the way, here's Miss Green New Deal, Miss Global Climate Change Defender, you know, flying on a private Learjet by herself. Hello, John Kerry. I mean, how disingenuous is that?
Well, there's that aspect of it, and there's also the fact that a lot of people were unable to see their parents in their final days and hours because of the COVID restrictions that were put in place. And these folks weren't able to make their own decisions about it because the governor decided to make that decision for them. And I think that's the part of the story that resonates strongest with me, is the fact that it's sadly not that difficult to find adult, mature people who lost parents during this last year who are unable to give them a final hug and unable to see them in those final days and hours.
Right. People were waving goodbye to mom and dad, grandpa and grandma through the windows because of her orders, right?
Right.
And there you go. Okay, so the fuel consumption of this plane, by the way, 1,900 pounds per hour. I mean, this thing, that one trip and back accounted for so many minivans in Michigan, I can't even begin to tell you. It holds 10 people can sit there executive style. It's a beautiful plane. Two pilots. Has a cruising speed of 530 miles an hour. Yeah, I mean, if you can travel that way, it's a great way to go, right?
Well, sure, there aren't more than some small number of those in our state, or even flying around Earth. There aren't
200,
that many of those airplanes.
200 total ever built so far. Gulfstream 280, 200 built to date. That's what you got as of May 2020.
Your crack staff nailed that down.
Well, thank God for Wikipedia. At any rate, let's shift. New topic. All right, new topic. Ding, 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 ding. 3.5 million background checks, April 2021. The largest number of background checks for gun ownership ever in the history of the country. Joe Biden has turned out to be a better gun salesman because the last big peak was in 2015, right? We had a lot during the pandemic in 2020. But before that, pandemic, non-pandemic years, Barack Obama was a hell of a gun salesman. Joe Biden's got him beat every which way. What do you make of that?
Well, I think common sense is showing, the Americans are showing their common sense. When it comes right down to it, I think a lot of people agree with Clint Eastwood on the issue of gun control. He said famously years ago, my position on gun control is if there's a gun around, I want to be in control of it.
Well played.
There are a lot of guns around, and they're not going anywhere, and they last pretty much forever.
If they're taken care of, that's right. Yeah.
So there are plenty of guns around, so everybody's realizing, especially having seen the lessons on television for all of last summer about the fact that in some situations it doesn't take that much to overwhelm your local police.
That's right.
Some of their precinct stations were under attack for days. And not like the police were out there helping anybody but themselves in some of these situations that occurred last summer.
The pursuit of self-preservation. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Doolin, I got to leave it there. Great fun, as always. Have a great family Pure Michigan weekend, would you please?
You too, Steve.
There you have it. Steve Doolin, everybody. Great input from him every time we speak. We'll be right back.